He sat down beside his betrothed and said in a low tone,
I hope you've told Madame Olenska that we're engaged. I want everybody to know. I want you to let me announce it this evening at the ball.
Miss Welland's face grew rosy as the dawn, and she looked at him with radiant eyes. If you can persuade Mama, she said. But why should we change what is already settled? He made no answer, but that which his eyes returned, and she added, still more confidently, smiling, Tell my cousin yourself. I give you leave. She says she used to play with you when you were children. She made way for him by pushing back her chair, and promptly and a little ostentatiously, with the desire that the whole house should see what he was doing, Archer seated himself at the Countess Olenska's side. We did used to play together, didn't we? She asked, turning her grave eyes to his. You were a horrid boy, and kissed me once behind a door. But it was your cousin, Van D. Newland, who never looked at me, that I was in love with. Her glance swept the horseshoe curve of boxes. Ah, how this brings it all back to me. I see everybody here in knickerbockers and pantalettes, she said, with her trailing, slightly foreign accent, her eyes returning to his face. Agreeable as their expression was, the young man was shocked that they should reflect so unseemly a picture of the august tribunal, before which, at that very moment, her case was being tried. Nothing could be in worse taste than misplaced flippancy, and he answered somewhat stiffly. Yes, you have been away a very long time. Oh, centuries and centuries. So long, she said, that I'm sure I'm dead and buried, and this dear old place is heaven. Which, for reasons he could not define, struck Newland Archer as an even more disrespectful way of describing New York society.